The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this MoneyWeb show, we gain insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. Joining me on the podcast this week is a familiar voice on our Market Watcher segment on SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb, and also sometimes is featured on Simon Brown's MoneyWeb Now podcast. She mainly shares insights about the markets, but I've got her on my podcast to talk about some good news. We need a little bit of that considering what's happening in the world and the markets at the moment. And that good news was buried in the budget, believe it or not. That's SA's budget, the version 2.0 that was delivered last month by Enoch Godangwana. My guest on the podcast is Chantel Marks from FNB Wealth and Investments. I have had John Lewis and Sipamandla Mkwanazi on the podcast in previous years. That's her colleagues in the broader FNB group. But wanted to chat to Chantel on the show about one of her comments on the budget, and that's a good news side of things, as I mentioned. Not the VAT hike, which caused a lot of controversy and is still going ahead, maybe not as extreme as the initial budget proposed. And obviously, bracket creep that's also getting people hot under the collar. Chantel, welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I know we chatted a little bit ahead of recording this podcast, but what am I referring to that affects the property market and largely the residential sector that was mentioned by the finance minister in that March budget speech?
So you're talking about property transfer duty brackets that were adjusted by 10% to compensate for inflation over the last couple of years. It's good news for property investors as well for property developers.
The 10%, when was the threshold last increased and how significant is it for the market?
So the last increase was for the 2023-2024 year. So the last increase we got was the 1st of March 2023. And then we also had a stable level in the 2 years prior to that. So I think that this is quite welcome. We did not get an adjustment in the budget last year. So yeah.
So the 10% equates to around from, I think, 1.1 million to around 1,210,000, as it were. Since your focus is on the markets and the GSE generally speaking, which counters are expected to benefit from this increase in the transfer duty threshold, as it were?
Well, it's in terms of the zero rated transfer duties, that goes from 1 rand to 1.21 million rand. But we've also seen adjustments for other brackets. So you would have seen the brackets move up, which means that you'll pay lower rates at higher prices as well. And this results in it being quite beneficial to the banks, for example, because it could lead to investors or property, would-be property owners taking on loans that are of greater value because they are paying lower transfer duties. And then it will also be quite beneficial to the JSE-listed property developers. I'm thinking specifically about Bolwyn as well as Calgra M3 that both cater for first-time home buyers. Calgro specifically at the lower end, and then Bolwyn being kind of a mid-market offering.
I see you also mentioned SA Corporate in your note. Bolwyn and Calgro are largely developers, and I know they have rental stock, and obviously you don't pay transfer duty on new homes, but they will sell secondary homes considering they have a bit of a rental stock at the moment or going forward. But SA Corporate was one of the other ones mentioned. I interviewed the CEO a couple of weeks ago on Property Pod, and he also zoned in on that because they've got quite a push to sell a lot of their non-core residential assets, around 1,000 or a couple thousand So they are also set to benefit, as you point out.
Yes, absolutely. SA Corporate will also benefit. They're one of the listed retail investment trusts in South Africa with the largest proportional residential property exposure. So what these big REITs do, that's the shortened name for that, or the acronym for that, what these REITs do is they will often recycle their assets. And what we mean by that is that they will buy and sell in order to improve the quality of the portfolio. So when they are selling some of this rental stock, they should see demand pick up and the ability for whoever buys those specific properties for them to have a more affordable offer coming through because of these lower transfer duties. And also, when they are buying stock, it will also have an impact on them. So I think it will be good for a company like SA Corporate.
Okay, thanks for that, Chantel. This question is probably for your colleague, Mo Sipamandla, but I'm going to ask anyway. There are not many residential players listed on the JSE. So this is largely the guys in the real estate market, the real estate agents and private players that are involved in resales that are going to benefit the most, one would think.
So I think at the volume, from a volume perspective, absolutely, because you will often see very chunky purchases and sales coming through from bigger property investors. But it will also have a positive impact on first-time home buyers, for example. I think if you consider buying a home for the first time and you are actually seeing transfer duties come down, it could have a big impact on your decision on whether or not to buy that home for the first time. I remember back when I bought my first home, the transfer duties were the biggest kind of initial capital outlay because I got a bond from the bank, so that covered it. But I still had to make sure that these transfer duties were paid. And I also had to make sure that the bond registration fees and all the rest of this stuff was paid. So I think it could make a difference to first-time home buyers.
Thanks for highlighting that. That actually was going to be my next question. But it's troubling markets at the moment, but we'll get to the market side of things shortly. What about interest rates and further repo rate cuts by the SARB, especially in the volatile local and global markets? And obviously, this has been a crazy week, or last week has been a crazy week, brought on by the Trump tariffs and a possible full-blown trade war. Could we see the Fed and even locally further interest rate cuts? Because there's some talk that that could happen if major economies go into recession.
Yes, I mean, when we look at how interest rate decisions are made, they're a function in the US in particular of economic growth as well as inflation. The problem that we're seeing at the moment is that some of the policy changes that have been implemented specifically as it relates to tariffs is negative for growth, but it is also supportive of higher inflation. And that puts the Fed in a very difficult spot. But I think from a Fed perspective, their main kind of outlook or focus will be on the health of the US economy. Already, the market is pricing in more interest rate cuts by the Fed. So I think that we could probably see two or even more interest rate cuts by the Fed still this year. And this is important from a South African Reserve Bank perspective. We mm-hmm. want to have rates that are comparatively attractive relative to the US. So I think that that's why we've paused at the last monetary policy meeting. But this could change if the Fed starts cutting rates. So I think it will help the SARB do the same. And our swap markets are also pricing into interest rate cuts this year. That will help home buyers. That will certainly help along the property market. But it's complicated by what the possible impact can be of all of this on economic growth and confidence, because people don't buy property if they don't feel confident about their financial situation a few years out.
Let's conclude on that, because we have seen increasing number of home loan applications as interest rates come down, particularly at the end of March. I saw a few stats this week looking or highlighting that there has been an increase in home loan applications. But You highlighted it a bit, but is this likely to continue? Won't South Africans be a bit more cautious now, considering what's happening in the markets? But and you also have, you know, the rand, a major fallout. Yes, it's improved since the pause from Trump, but it's still at 19 30, 1940, and that could have an implication for other, you know, inflationary impact on local consumers and maybe making them a bit more cautious about buying a home in such volatile times.
Absolutely. So I think what we've seen over the last few months, or let's say the last year, we actually saw a really nice rebound in consumer confidence. We've seen wage growth coming through, employment has improved, and inflation has come down, and interest rates have come down as a result. And all of this has had a very positive impact on consumers' ability to spend and also their willingness to spend on big ticket items and do something like buy a home. What we've seen so far this year is that we still have positive wage growth. Employment is increasing, albeit quite slowly. Inflation has been in check and interest rates have come down, but they've now paused, right? The big impact or the big negative year has been a drop in consumer confidence. Consumer confidence fell very sharply at the last measurement. And that is a function of what's happening globally. South Africa's deteriorating geopolitical situation with the US, mm-hmm. which makes people very, very nervous. And then also infighting in the GNU. That has an impact on people's confidence in South Africa as an economy going forward. So I would expect a slowing down, even though I think consumers' current finances are still in a pretty decent position, but just their thinking around what's going to happen in the future might see them delay any big purchasing decisions.
Thanks for that, Chantel. Just one other thing I just thought about as you mentioning it is with this fallout in the rand and especially against the pound, for example, in addition to the dollar, you might have some foreigners buying more property and pushing up prices in the likes of the Western Cape. But Chantel, thanks so much for your time. That was Chantel Marks, the head of investment research at FNB Wealth and Investments, joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The
Property Pod. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.